begin with the classic distinguished beauty of the Continental, its low, sleek lines and careful craftsmanship. Then take the compact sporty 57 Ford Thunderbird, fleet, eye-catching, America's hottest little package on wheels. Add to that a liberal mixture of new engineering ideas, new design concepts, new standards of roominess and comfort. The result is the most striking automotive advance in years. The 1958 Ford Thunderbird, a completely new kind of prestige car. This new kind of Thunderbird combines classic elegance of beauty with boldly modern fleetness, dashing performance, amazing compactness, and maneuverability. Plus, seating capacity for four passengers. And in 1958, America's greatest and newest prestige car is over 17 feet long, almost 2 feet longer than the 57 Thunderbird, is almost 6.5 feet wide, over 4 inches wider than the 57 Thunderbird, and only 52.5 inches high. In comparison with other luxury cars, the new Thunderbird is 2.5 inches lower than the Imperial, almost 5 inches lower than the Olds 98, and almost 7 inches lower than the Cadillac. Yet, despite the Thunderbird's distinctive advantage in lowness, its front headroom exceeds even that of the Cadillac. Furthermore, because of its four-passenger design, the new Thunderbird offers greater shoulder room and hip room per passenger than any of the other luxury cars. What's more, the new Thunderbird has doors over 4 feet wide, one of the widest door openings of any automobile, providing exceptionally easy access to both front and rear seat compartments. Truly, this is a dream car made real. A car whose every detail reveals new engineering accomplishments and distinctive new beauty. Here at the front, note the unique integral bumper and grille assembly, the dual safety twin headlights sculptured deeply within the fenders, and the smooth upsweep of the power flow hood leading to and past the functional air scoop. At the side, see how the long sweeping lines of the body, the fenders, and the new distinctive roof combine to suggest lowness, fleetness, and streamlined beauty. Beauty which is not added as an afterthought, but sculptured into the metal. An amazing new technique in the molding of glass is displayed in the new windshield, which sweeps both upward and rearward in a graceful compound design. The new windshield is a full 1,250 square inches in area, larger by far than most luxury cars. And notice the distinctive styling of the recessed flat rear window, the full height and width of the hardtop, which provides greater vision for safety and convenience, especially apparent when parking. And as in the 58 Ford line, the new Thunderbird features safety twin taillights, which add further beauty to its classic modern styling. The luggage compartment, with spare tire mounted, provides a full 20.5 cubic feet of storage capacity, almost 50% greater than the previous Thunderbird. Yes, there's ample luggage room for the average family of four, for day-in, day-out utility in this cleanly designed, highly accessible compartment. And now the greatest thrill of all, as we step inside. See how the right front seat back folds down flat, making it so easy to enter or leave the spacious rear seat compartment. The folding driver's seat back also allows comfortable access from the left. And once inside, see how this all-new type of car combines luxurious beauty of appointment with new comfort, new convenience, and new practicality. The unique new vinyl-clad steel trim and moldings complement the luxurious beauty of the ultra-soft lounge chair-type seats. Note the distinctive pilot and co-pilot arrangement of seats and controls. The instrument panel itself has an exceptionally clean, uncluttered appearance, with instruments placed to be read easily at a glance. Both the instrument panel and glove box are recessed under smoothly molded safety padding, which reduces glare and provides a protective cushion in case of impact. A distinctive vinyl-clad console table extends the full length of the interior, providing a central control panel for heater and air conditioner controls, front seat ashtray, radio speaker, power window controls, and rear seat ashtray, with each located for the greatest convenience of both driver and passengers. Special thought is given to the forward ashtray, which is mounted centrally on the console table and illuminated when the headlights are on, so that the driver can locate and use it with the absolute minimum of distraction. Seating and riding comfort are truly outstanding. The special lounge chair seats give exceptionally comfortable and natural feeling support to the legs and back. And because of body contoured spring and foam rubber construction, both driver and passengers sit within the seats rather than on them. The angle of both front seat backs can be preset to suit the individual requirements of the driver and front seat passenger. In addition, a four-way power seat is available for the driver as optional equipment. A manual seat adjustment control is standard on both driver's and front passenger's seats. And of course, as an all-new type of car, a showpiece of the most modern developments in design and engineering, the new Thunderbird includes many other new features to make driving easier, safer, and more convenient. The Thunderbird's extra rugged unitized body design is an outstanding example. The frame, cross members, and other structural elements are actually built into the body, bonded at more than 8,000 different points. Consequently, the frame and body reinforce each other, each contributing strength and rigidity as part of a single solid structure. The result is amazing new quietness and freedom from vibration, together with permanent alignment of chassis and body parts for more dependable operation of mechanical components. What's more, the new Thunderbird unitized body is supported by an important new suspension system, both front and rear. The new trailing arm design of the lower front control arms smooths out the bumps and improves front-end ride. In addition, the new Thunderbird employs entirely new outboard mounted shock absorbers, which automatically provide the right amount of resistance to suit each road and ride condition. As a result, riding balance, cornering stability, and side sway control are all exceptional. The rear suspension is completely new and unique, employing friction-free coil springs. This coil spring rear suspension, in combination with the exceptionally well-balanced weight distribution of the new Thunderbird, provides an outstandingly comfortable, quiet ride. And this new rear trailing arm system helps keep the car more level during braking or acceleration, and also gives better rear wheel traction. In addition, a unique torque bar system provides greater rear-end side-to-side stability. And finally, new, larger shock absorbers provide a softer, more comfortable ride under all driving conditions. And for added driving pleasure, steering is made smoother and easier than ever before with a new recirculating ball type of steering gear, which greatly reduces friction and increases steering efficiency. What's more, new improved optional power steering is offered on the Thunderbird. Steering effort is reduced as much as 12% over last year through increased pump capacity. This is especially helpful in parking or other situations where engine speed is low. An entirely new concept of brake design is employed in the Thunderbird's new duo servo racing type brakes, which provide full braking power under conditions which would cause ordinary brakes to fade or slip. These new brakes are self-cooled by inserts of a special ceramic and metal composition called cerametallics. By literally wiping heat away from hot spots on the drums, this material sharply reduces the possibility of brake fade. In fact, engineers have found no appreciable fade at all with Thunderbird brakes after 10 or 12 all-out panic stops, while ordinary brakes of some competitive cars show dangerous fading after only about 5 panic stops. Consequently, the Thunderbird driver enjoys a tremendous new margin of braking safety. note the lower mounting position of the brake pedal pad, conforming to the natural position of the foot. This new pedal permits faster brake application and greatly reduces driving fatigue. For even greater driving ease and convenience, the new improved power brake system is provided as optional equipment. And of course, such extra measures of comfort and convenience are typical of new Thunderbird design throughout. But now let's look at the central power plant, the heart and muscles of the fleet new Thunderbird. This is the 300 horsepower Thunderbird 352 special V8 engine for 1958. Beautifully compact, clean, trim, and quiet, but packing a punch that melts away the miles. With 352 cubic inches displacement, 300 horsepower, 395 pounds-feet of torque, and an efficient 10.2 to 1 compression ratio, the new Thunderbird engine provides tremendous performance combined with excellent economy. For quieter engine operation and more efficient valve action, oil-smooth hydraulic valve lifters are employed. And to match this great new engine, the Thunderbird offers three great Ford transmissions: conventional drive, overdrive, and new dual-range automatic drive, all designed to provide maximum power handling ability. The new dual-range automatic drive combines flexible new performance and fleet accelerating ability with surprising economy. Yes, the new Thunderbird engine, dual-range automatic drive, and special Thunderbird lower rear axle gear ratio of 3.10 to 1 form a matched powertrain, which sets new standards for flexible, economical performance. But performance is best judged on the road or highway, and here Thunderbird's stability and fleetness are most clearly evident. On the curves, the low center of gravity, better weight distribution, and new suspension give better road-holding ability, which spells comfort and safety in big new letters for Thunderbird owners. And the cradled lounge chair-type seats, by gently restraining body sway, provide a unique sensation of stability on practically any kind of road or driving condition. On the straightaway, flashing new power and excellent steering control bring back a long-lost thrill to motor car operation. And the sternest test of all, rough, dangerous roads can be traversed safely and comfortably in the new Thunderbird, thanks to its completely new suspension system, its improved steering system, its rugged, unitized body construction, greater windshield visibility, and more dependable, powerful brakes. But whether it's on the open highway or in crowded traffic lanes, the Thunderbird's amazing maneuverability gives the Thunderbird owner a new kind of driving ease and freedom. And when it comes to parking in a curbside parking space or driveway, the Thunderbird driver experiences handling ease, which comes as a revelation to one accustomed to the awkward handling of some bulky, larger cars. Add to that the pleasure of ownership, based on uniquely distinctive beauty, in a car which is unmistakably in the fine car prestige class. Yes, the top car in a great line of fine Ford cars. And the easiest way to describe the new Thunderbird is to say that fine quality proves its worth in luxury, styling, utility, and convenience. And the 58 Thunderbird offers something startlingly new, a prestige design combined with performance beyond the standard of ordinary cars, yet in a price class well below the top market in which it belongs. For the thrill that can come only with the most distinctive new car ever built, the Ford division of the Ford Motor Company proudly offers the unique Thunderbird for 1958.